From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. High in the mountains of central Colombia, young men typically find work as potato farmers or goat herders. But some teenage boys are cultivating a different dream, cycling. That's because Colombians have excelled at climbing mountains in the world's greatest cycling races. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story of a Colombia cycling academy for boys.
It's a warm, clear, breezy day at 8,000 feet above sea level in the highlands of central Colombia. And Luis Cardenas' boys are moving fast, breathing hard, legs pumping, eyes focused on the asphalt ahead. Cardenas is the coach of a cycling club for teenagers, and he pushes them hard.
Eso, vamos, Johan. 500 metros. Hacer un piquecito ahí de 500.
Go, 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 Johan Cardenas says, 500 more meters. He's talking to Johan Cardenas, one of the best teenage cyclists in this swath of emerald green mountains and potato farms. This is a sparsely populated state called Boyacá, and it's a cycling mecca. Johan, who's not related to his coach, is 16. He has wavy black hair, he's soft-spoken, mild-mannered. But he also has the taut legs of a cyclist who can climb mile upon mile up steep and forbidding mountain passes. And he has something else they say all great cyclists must have, the ability to suffer a lot. If you can't suffer, Johan says, what good are you? In the European racing circuit, Colombian cyclists are famous for withstanding pain. Luis Lucho Herrera is a national hero for winning a mountain stage of the 1985 Tour de France, plowing ahead even as his face was covered in blood from a crash. More recently, mountain kings have included Santiago Botero, who said he rides like a madman, a warrior. Then there's Victor Hugo Peña, the mountain enforcer on Lance Armstrong's squad. Here in Boyacá, though, it's not just the racers who sacrifice. Johan's mother, Marifeli Leguizamón, makes ends meet with a restaurant run out of the family kitchen. His father, Jefferson Cardenas, works construction jobs when he can get them. To buy a new $6,000 racing bike for Johan, the family even sold their home.
Esto es caro. El ciclismo no es barato. Es caro y hay veces no hay los recursos.
This is expensive, Leguizamón says, and sometimes there's no money. And he needs food, he needs rest, he needs a lot of things. She says their great hope is for Johan to become a professional racer and to excel. At a recent bike race, children barely big enough to walk had their own race. But the highlight for the day is the contest for the big kids, including Coach Cardenas' boys.
Chucho, duro, chucho, duro.
Cardenas urges them on, pedal fast and hard, set the pace. As the cyclists pass the finish line, the top three spots go to three racers from Cardenas' club. Johan didn't win, but he pedaled hard, finishing second. It was another day on his bike, another good day, another day closer to becoming a professional racer. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.